Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 5 of T-Bird Talk. Join us as we explore the world of Circle Public Schools, sharing inspiring stories, delving into the inner workings of our district, exploring innovation, education, and celebrating the achievements of our students and educators. Whether you're a student, parent, educator, or just passionate about education, T-Bird Talk is your go-to source for community conversations and behind-the-scenes insights. Get ready for a journey into the heart of Circle Public Schools, where excellence meets innovation. I'm Superintendent Don Potter, and today we're here with some very special people, our pre-K teachers, a couple of them, Mrs. Sonia Brundage and Mrs. Kimberly Lindsay. Welcome to T-Bird Talk, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Well, first of all, how was the day at school today?
It's always a good day in pre-K.
Absolutely.
Every day is different. We have picture day today.
So good.
We stayed busy.
Well, very good. Very good. Well, we're here today. We're going to talk about pre-K and just a little bit of history of pre-K in Circle. And 6 years ago, we started pre-K. Obviously, before that, we had zero pre-K students. And this past year, we are close to 125 pre-K students in a short period of time at pre-K here at Circle.
Awesome.
So we're very proud of the program that our teachers, including yourselves, have created. And so thank you guys for that. And, you know, when we go back 6 years and we think, well, you know, why did we even do this? And, you know, looking at the research, you know, those students who enter pre-K and complete pre-K enter kindergarten more ready to learn than their peers who did not attend. They score higher on reading and math tests throughout their school career. And as a matter of fact, 31% higher on vocab tests and 40% higher on math tests than those that don't participate throughout their high school or throughout their schooling career. And the greatest gains occurred in print awareness, where children participating in pre-K had an 85% increase because they attended pre-K. It's amazing. Better behavior, social, emotionally, in school to ensure learning. And, you know, the biggest stat is those that attended pre-K were more likely to graduate from high school compared with 60% of the children who didn't. So it's a huge program, and success is critical. So, you know, we can talk about research all we want, and we can say how good it is, but when we sit here and talk to you guys, there's a lot of things that beyond this research that you see of why pre-K is important. So talk to me a little bit about what you think and why pre-K is important to you and the students that you see.
I think pre-K is kind of like our little first building blocks of we get that first look at them. We get them to love school. And that's why I really enjoy teaching pre-K, because you can also see all the growth that they have in just a small time. They're like little sponges coming in. You can have them love school and just prep them for the next year going forward and teach them so much.
Absolutely. And I can attest to that. You know, I go into classrooms quite a bit, and you know, I visit pre-K classrooms, and when I do, the change that I see in just a short period of time from an academic, from organization, and those kind of things are huge. So, Mrs. Brundy, do you want to talk a little bit about what you think is so important for pre-K?
Of course. I want to piggyback off of Kim, though. This is, for a lot of our kiddos coming in, their first exposure outside of home, outside of being with their grownups. So when they do come in, I mean, they're not only building relationships with their peers, but they're building relationships with grownups. They're learning that school is a different environment, and they are sponges. So they're soaking up what it's like to be in school. You know, it's something, academics are huge, but also, you know, that social emotional aspect. You know, how do I line up? How do I sit in class? You know, how do I follow 1 to 2 step directions? So when they first enter in that classroom, it's incredible how quickly they catch on.
Mm-hmm. And that's just a huge piece, the social emotional piece and how they interact with each other. It's huge.
Yes.
And it's fun to see as well, you know, at that age, seeing that seeing those dynamics come into play and kids learning those concepts. So let's talk about now what makes a kid eligible for pre-K, like age-wise. Can you talk about that a little bit? Pretty straightforward answer, but...
Yeah. So a kid is eligible for our pre-K program if they are 4 by August 31st of the upcoming school year.
Absolutely. Okay.
So if the school year is started and they are still 3, but their birthday is before the 31st, they can still come. Because I had a few kids turn 4 after we had already started school last year.
Yeah. So if they're born on August 31st, they're still eligible to come.
Yep.
And they turn 4 on August 31st, they're eligible. So that's important for the people listening to know or to be able to tell somebody that their student's eligible for pre-K even that that late. So that's good to know. So as we move forward, what are some essential things that we teach and that we guarantee our pre-K students each year?
So we want to hit the academic side first, Kim?
Yep.
Okay, so when it comes to literacy or reading, our big things are our letter people. I don't know if you've ever heard of the letter people.
Oh, absolutely. I know the letter people.
All right. Well, the kiddos love the letter people. So an essential learning that we do promise is that they will be able to identify both upper and lower case letters that they've been exposed to. Now, it will take the whole year. Now, kids pick it up quickly, though. It's not, I mean, they might know their 26 letters way before the end of the year because they're still exposed to those letters all day. But each letter person gets about a week dedicated to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, not just being able to identify the upper and lower case letters, they are working on producing those letter sounds, too. So that's another promise we aim for, is that they'll be able to produce those letter sounds before entering kindergarten. And then the last one on that literacy side is the producing rhyming words. And people might think that's a little crazy that their 4-year-old, by the time they leave, can not only identify, but produce a rhyming word.
And along with all those letters, too.
Yeah.
So they really do pick it up, and it really does help them when they are in kindergarten.
It's fun to see that too, honestly.
Oh yeah.
It is neat to see when they recognize that specific letter and in some cases the sounds of that letter it's a huge thing for them and a proudful moment for their teachers, I know.
It gets me so excited because when they come in, chances are a good amount they can't tell you all of the letters. But by the end of the year, when you see that growth, if maybe, you know, one kiddo only knew a couple letters.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, when they're telling you all 26 letters, it's such a good feeling as a teacher.
Absolutely.
Let's dive right into some social emotional essential learnings that we can provide your children coming in. We are big on, we can help them follow one-to-one step directions given by an adult. So we will be teaching them how to follow directions. We can also help them cooperatively play with classmates. We have a curriculum that can help them recognize and manage their emotions. So we can also teach them about their emotions and how to manage those. We can teach them how to sit patiently on the rug and do all of those things so that they know what to do when we are transitioning into kindergarten.
And that is so vital with being able to follow directions, being able to sit for, you know, an extended period of time, because once they go into kindergarten, I mean, there's a lot that's going on in kindergarten land too. So, sorry, kindergarten land, that's what I refer to it as.
Absolutely,
sometimes. But those kids that have attended our pre-K program, you can hands down tell that they understand the school environment. When they walk into kindergarten, they already know, you know, rules and expectations because they've been in pre-K for a whole year. And we can admit this if you want to. It's not to say that, you know, a kindergartner that didn't have any pre-K exposure is going to struggle.
Correct.
But you can tell a massive difference just essentially because they were exposed to how they operate in a classroom. So then that helps their kindergarten teachers so much because they're not spending, you know, a significant amount of time correcting behaviors. Mm-hmm. They're ready to learn once they're in kindergarten.
Because they already know what the expectations are.
Yeah.
But they also know how to carry on conversations with other adults in the building.
Yes.
So someone might be asking them a question and they'll know how to answer that question because they've already kind of experienced that. And so even just conversations with adults and their peers, they're more ready for.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which in turn, you know, that backs up the research that it says, you know, they come to kindergarten more prepared to learn. But the other thing I think is important when you have those interactions with adults, them being able to advocate for themselves mm-hmm. in ways that maybe we can't do for them. And so having that opportunity to do that and learning those skills is so important. So thank you guys for sharing some of the important things. Anything else from an essential learning piece that you want to share? I know there's some other topics and those kind of things, but those are some big ones. And, you know, we want them to learn and be able to, you know, learn some of the social emotional behaviors of how to cope with emotions and those kind of things and deal with those in a positive way.
Well, we even in pre-K, we even teach and touch on some math skills.
Yep.
We teach them how to count 1 to 1 all the way up to 20. So they can do that. We introduce 2D shapes to them so they can identify all of their shapes and then they can identify all of their numbers 0 to 12.
Yeah.
And that also helps them going in, kindergarten, knowing
those
skills.
Oh, it's a huge step. Mm-hmm. You know, the knowing your numbers and being able to count and understand what those numbers mean, mm-hmm. I think are huge with the manipulatives that you guys use and being able to know what the difference between 1 and 3 is. You know, you have more of that. And so I think it's a good thing.
Make it fun.
I know you do.
You know, with all the music and dancing and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty awesome. So, you know, I think we've shared a lot of this, but it is, how are students benefiting from versus those not enrolled in pre-K? If you had to pick one thing, what would it be?
100% that they are confident with their letter recognition.
Very good.
Number identification. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and again, that's not saying that those that didn't go to that can't do that, but as a general whole, that's important. Okay. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And I do hear it a lot from our kindergarten teachers. They're very thankful for that side of that.
I bet so.
But also, I mean, I cannot tell you enough how many times I've had a kindergarten teacher come and thank me because they know that when they step in the classroom, you know, how to put their stuff away, you know, how to go sit at the circle rug, mm-hmm. how to line up, how to ask questions, like, you know, raising our hand. I mean, that is a huge deal for a kindergarten teacher.
Absolutely. It provides more time for...
And then they can kind of go into kindergarten as a leader.
Exactly.
And they really like that. Mm-hmm. They can play, you know, with someone and get along. They know how to get along and they know how to share. But giving them those skills kind of makes them be a leader in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for joining us today to talk to us a little bit about pre-K. And I know from me saying and for the rest of the district, it takes, number one, it takes a special person to be a teacher, but it takes a special person to be a pre-K teacher and a kindergarten. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work and, it's a lot of energy and a lot of time and a lot of sweat equity that goes into that. And so certainly on behalf of all the educators and community at Circle, we appreciate your guys' effort and what you do and appreciate you guys being on today for sure. So we'll put a wrap on this thing. So to stay up to date on what's going on Circle Public Schools, make sure to follow us on Facebook at CircleUSD375. And visit USD375.org. If you're a parent or guardian, make sure to continue to check out information sent to you through Parent Square. And if you have any suggestion for us or for an episode, email us at media@USD375.org. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for joining us again for T-Bird Talk, and see you later, and Thrivin' 375. Thank you.